Je paie des impôts.
I pay taxes. This sentence is in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Paie
is the first person singular form of the verb.
Payer.
Which means, to pay.
Ne
is a contraction of
ne
and
le,
meaning of the or some in this case.
Impôts
is the plural noun meaning taxes. So, the sentence can be broken down as
I,
je,
pay,
paie,
some,
ne,
taxes,
impôts.
Je paye mes taxes.
I am paying excise taxes.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Paye
is the first person singular present tense of the verb.
Payer,
meaning to pay. Note that, because the object is plural, taxes, the verb ending is e.
Ne
is the plural definite article, the.
Taxes
is the plural noun meaning excise taxes. Excise taxes are taxes on the manufacture, sale, or consumption of goods.
J'ai protesté.
I protested. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the past participle of the verb.
Protesté.
To protest, which is
protesté.
Le
j
at the beginning is a contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have, which is the auxiliary verb used to form the past participle in this case.
Je proteste.
I was protesting. The sentence is in the imperfect tense, indicating an ongoing action in the past. The verb, protester, means, to protest. The pronoun, je,
je,
means, I, and is the subject of the sentence. The imperfect tense conjugation for protester in the first person singular is protestais.
Je lis sur les lèvres.
I read lips. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly or is happening now. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Lis.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, lire, to read. Since the subject is je,
I,
the verb conjugation is
lis. Sur.
This is the preposition, on, or, upon.
Le.
This is the definite article, the, used with a plural noun.
Lève.
This is the noun, lips. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement, the verb.
Lis.
Agrees in number and person with the subject pronoun.
Je.
Prepositions. The preposition.
Sur.
Indicates the location of the action. Definite articles. The definite article.
Le.
Is used before the plural noun.
Lève.
Je me suis remis. I recovered. This sentence is in the past definite tense, indicating an action that was completed in the past.
Je.
Je. Is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
Me. Is the reflexive pronoun, myself, indicating that the action of recovering affects the subject.
Su is.
Sui. Is the past definite form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. It is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, je.
Remis.
Remis. Is the past participle of the verb remettre.
Remettre.
To recover, which is used in the reflexive form in this sentence.
Je me suis remise.
I recovered. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se remettre, which means to recover or to get better. The reflexive pronoun me indicates that the subject of the verb I is also the object of the action. The verb is conjugated in the passé composé, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. The past participle
remise
agrees in gender with the subject.
Je.
Feminine singular. So the sentence literally translates to, I put myself back together.
Je m'en suis remis.
I have recovered from it. Breakdown.
J.
Je. I. Subject pronoun, mn.
Ma.
This is a contraction of
me.
Me plus
are.
From it. It essentially means from it. Su is.
Si.
Am. Verb. Être. To be. In the present tense. First person singular. Remise.
Remis.
Recovered. Past participle of the verb. Remettre. To recover. To put back. Key concepts. Pronoun placement. The pronoun
are
is placed after the verb être. In this case, the verb is conjugated into the compound tense être plus past participle, hence the position of the pronoun. Contraction. The contraction
ma
shows the frequent use of contractions in French, especially with personal pronouns. Past participle. The past participle, remise, agrees with the subject in gender and number, which in this case is masculine singular.
Je m'en suis remise.
I have recovered from it. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se remettre,
which means to recover or to get over. The pronoun
are
is used to refer to something previously mentioned or understood in the context, which in this case would be something that the person was recovering from. The past participle
remis
is used to create the past tense of the verb, and the pronoun
je
is used to indicate that the speaker is the one who has recovered.
Je le regrette.
I regret it. This sentence is quite simple.
Je
is the subject pronoun.
E. Le
is the direct object pronoun.
It. Regret
is the verb.
To regret
in the first person singular present tense.
J'ai dit stop.
I said stop. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is the French equivalent of the English past tense. It's formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown.
J.
This is the contracted form of
je.
I and
a
have. It is the first person singular of the present tense of
avoir.
B. This is the past participle of the verb
dire.
To say. So the sentence literally means, I have said stop.
Je conduisis.
I drove. This sentence is in the
passé simple
tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Conduisis
is the first person singular form of the
passé simple
of the verb
conduire,
which means to drive.
J'ai dit ça.
I said that. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express actions that have been completed in the past. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Be is the past participle of the verb dire. To say. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être. To be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the main verb. In this case, dire is conjugated with avoir. Je t'ai sauvé. I saved you. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past compound tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is a. Have, because it is the first person singular. Sauvé is the past participle of the verb sauvé. To save, which agrees in gender and number with the direct object. Toi. You. The object pronoun. De. You is used here as a direct object, and the pronoun. De. Is a contraction of. De. And. A. Je t'ai sauvé. I saved you. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is a common way to express actions that have happened in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, here a, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is sauvé, which is the feminine form of sauvé, because the direct object pronoun de is feminine. The pronoun de means you and is the object of the verb sauvé, making it a direct object pronoun. The verb sauvé means to save. Je vous ai sauvé. I saved you. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common tense used to describe completed actions in the past. Here's the breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun meaning I. Vous. This is the object pronoun meaning you, formal, used with someone you don't know well, or someone you are showing respect to. A. This is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have. In the passé composé, it serves as the helping verb sauvé. This is the past participle of the verb sauvé. To save. The sentence combines the helping verb a and the past participle sauvé to form the passé composé, indicating that the action of saving has been completed. Je vous ai sauvé. I saved you. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. It is constructed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the past tense, in this case, a. Because it is the first person singular, and the past participle sauvé, which agrees in gender and number with the object vous. You The past participle, sommet, is formed from the verb, sommet, to save, and changes to, sommet. For masculine subjects, or objects, this is an example of past participle agreement in French, a key grammatical concept. The pronoun, vous, you, is the formal, you, in French, which is used for formality, or when addressing someone you don't know well. Je vous ai sauvé. I saved you. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are now finished. Here's a breakdown. Je means I, and is the subject pronoun. Vous means you, formal, or plural, and is the direct object pronoun. Et is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have. It agrees with the subject pronoun, je. Sommet is the past participle of the verb, sommet, to save. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun, vous. The past participle is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to form the passé composé tense. When the direct object pronoun comes before the verb, the past participle must agree with the direct object pronoun in gender and number. Je vous ai sauvé. I saved you. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Vous. This is the formal second person plural pronoun, meaning you. In French, it's also used for the formal singular, you. Et. This is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. In this sentence, it is used to form the passé composé, a common past tense in French. Sommet. This is the past participle of the verb. Sommet. To save. Here, it is in the past participle form, because it is used with avoir. To create the passé composé. The literal translation is, I have saved you. But in English, we would say, I saved you, for a more natural sounding sentence. J'ai vu un chien. I saw a dog. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past tense, and uses the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. J'ai. Et. Is the first person singular conjugation of avoir. In the passé composé. Vous is the past participle of the verb. Voir. To see, un is the indefinite article meaning, and agrees in gender and number with chien. Dog, chien is a masculine noun meaning, dog. Je vends des voitures. I sell cars. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning the action of selling cars happens regularly. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Vends is the verb, to sell, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Des is the definite article, some, or some of the voiture is the noun, cars, in the plural form. Je devrais partir. I should leave. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Devrais is the first person singular, I, form of the conditional verb. Devoir. Which means, to have to, or, to should. Partir is the infinitive verb, to leave. This sentence uses the conditional tense to express an obligation, or recommendation. It suggests that the speaker feels it is necessary to leave, but it is not a strong obligation.
Je tiré.
I pulled the trigger, or I shot. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a compound tense used to describe a completed action in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is conjugated as j'ai. I have, and the past participle of the verb tirer to pull is tirer. J'ai tiré. I have pulled the trigger. The passé composé is a very common tense in French and is used in a variety of contexts. Je devrais y aller. I should go. This sentence is in the first person singular, present tense, and uses the conditional mood. Je. This is the subject pronoun for I. Devrais. This is the conditional form of the verb devoir, which means to have to or to should. It is conjugated in the first person singular. E. This is a pronoun that means there and is used to replace a previously mentioned location. Aller. This is the infinitive form of the verb to go. The sentence, je devrais y aller, expresses the speaker's opinion that it is necessary or advisable to go to a specific location that has been previously mentioned. Je sens le gaz. I can smell gas. This is a simple sentence in the present tense, using the verb sentir, which means to feel or to smell. Je is the pronoun I. Sauce is the present tense conjugation of the verb sentir for the first person singular. Le is the definite article. The gaz is the noun gas. J'ai ricané. I sneered. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express a completed action in the past. The verb ricaner means to sneer and is conjugated in the passé composé with the auxiliary verb avoir in the first person singular j'ai and the past participle ricaner. J'ai lutté. I struggled. This sentence uses the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. It is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense with the past participle of the main verb. J'ai is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. AI is the first person singular present tense conjugation of avoir. Lutter is the past participle of the verb lutter, to struggle. In this case, the past participle lutter agrees in gender and number with the subject J, which is singular and masculine. Je me suis débattu. I struggled. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se débattre, which means to struggle or to fight. The reflexive pronoun me is used to indicate that the subject, I, is the one who is struggling. The past participle débattu agrees in gender and number with the subject, I. The sentence is in the passé composé, a common past tense in French, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir and the past participle of the main verb. Je me suis débattu. I struggled. This sentence uses the passé composé. Tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Me is the reflexive pronoun myself and indicates that the action is performed on oneself. Si is the conjugated verb to be in the passé composé form. Débattu is the past participle of the verb se débattre, which means to struggle. The reflexive pronoun me is placed before the conjugated verb si in the passé composé construction. This construction means, I struggled, as the action of struggling is performed by the subject on themselves. J'ai réussi. I succeeded. The sentence uses the passé composé, a common French verb tense that describes a completed action in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here, j'ai is the first person singular present tense form of avoir. I have the past participle of réussir. To succeed is réussi. So, the breakdown is j'ai I have, plus réussi. Succeeded, equals I succeeded. J'y suis parvenu. I managed to do it. Breakdown. J'y is the contraction of je, I, and y. There. Y is a pronoun that refers to a place or situation previously mentioned. Si is the first person singular present tense of the verb être. To be. Parvenu is the past participle of the verb parvenir. To succeed, to manage. Key concepts. Contractions. J is a common contraction in French pronouns. E is a pronoun that can be used to refer to a place or situation previously mentioned. Past participle, the past participle. Parvenu is used to form the passé composé tense. J'y suis parvenu. I succeeded. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now finished. Breakdown j/hi is the contracted form of the pronoun je, I, and the verb e, have. Y/hi is a pronoun that refers to a place or situation that was previously mentioned, in this case, the goal or task that was being attempted. Sui/hi is the present tense form of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Parvenu/hi is the past participle of the verb parvenir. To succeed, to reach, to arrive. It agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun je. This structure translates to I have reached there, indicating that the speaker successfully completed a task or achieved a goal. Je me rends. I surrender. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se rendre, which means to surrender or to give in. The reflexive pronoun me indicates that the subject, I, is performing the action on themselves. In this context, It implies a yielding to something, like an argument, or a difficult task.
Je me suis figé.
I froze.
Je.
Je. Is the subject pronoun for I, me.
Me.
Is the reflexive pronoun for myself, suis.
Suis.
Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être.
Être.
To be, figé.
Figé.
Is the past participle of the verb figé.
Figé.
To freeze. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now finished. The reflexive pronoun, me.
Me.
Indicates that the action of freezing affected the subject, I.
Je te remercie.
I thank you. This is a simple sentence in the present tense, using the
je,
I form of the verb
remercier.
To thank, conjugated in the present tense with the pronoun
te,
you. Key concepts. Subject pronoun
je,
I, verb
remercier.
To thank, object pronoun.
Te.
You, present tense conjugation.
Remercie.
Thank. The sentence can be broken down as follows.
Je.
Plus.
Remercie.
Plus.
Te.
Equals I thank you.
Je vous remercie.
I thank you. This sentence uses the formal pronoun
vous
to show respect and politeness.
Je
means I and is the subject pronoun.
Vous
means you, formal, and is the object pronoun.
Remercie
is the verb to thank in the present tense, conjugated to match the subject pronoun.
Je.
So.
Je vous remercie.
Is a polite way of saying, I thank you, to someone you don't know well, or someone you want to show respect to.
Je fais confiance à Tom.
I trust Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
faire.
To do, conjugated in the first person singular form.
Je fais.
I do. The verb
faire
is used in this case to express the action of trusting, followed by the preposition
à,
to, and the direct object, Tom.
Je lui fais confiance.
I trust him / her. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
faire,
which is conjugated in the present tense.
Faire
means to do or to make, but in this case, it is used with the word
confiance,
which means trust. This is a common French idiom.
Lui
is a direct object pronoun that means him / her.
J'ai confiance en lui.
I trust him. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the first person singular form.
J'ai.
I have.
Confiance.
Trust is a noun that functions as the object of the verb
avoir,
meaning that it is the thing that the subject,
je,
I, possesses.
Finally,
en, in, is a preposition that introduces the object of the trust.
Lui,
him.
Je lui fais confiance.
I trust him / her. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
form of the verb
faire, which means to do or to make. Li is the object pronoun, indicating that the trust is directed towards someone else. Confiance is a noun that means trust or confidence. The entire sentence structure is quite simple, using the subject pronoun, the verb, and the object pronoun. The entire sentence, I trust him slash her, is composed of je plus faire plus confiance plus lui. Je me fie à toi. I trust you. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which is used with the verb fière, meaning to trust, to express that the trust is directed towards oneself. The direct object pronoun toi, you, is used to indicate who is being trusted. J'ai confiance en toi. I have confidence in you. Breakdown. J colon, this is a contraction of je, I, and a, have, a, colon, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular, I. Confiance, colon, this is a noun meaning confidence. En, colon, this preposition means in. Toi, colon, this is the pronoun, you, informal, singular. Key concepts. Contractions. French frequently uses contractions, which combine two words into one. Verb conjugation. French verbs change their endings to indicate the subject, tense, and mood. Prepositions. These words connect nouns, pronouns, or phrases to other words in a sentence. Pronouns. These words replace nouns to avoid repetition. J'éveillé. I stayed awake. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, and the past participle of the verb. In this case, the past participle is veillé, from the verb veillé, to stay awake. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. So the breakdown is j, I, plus a, have, plus veillé. Stayed awake equals I stayed awake. Je veux Mary. I want Mary. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Veux is the first person singular present tense form of the verb vouloir, which means to want. Mary is the direct object pronoun, and refers to a female person named Mary. Je me suis figé. I froze. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of freezing is being performed on oneself. Sli is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb être, to be, in the passé composé tense for the subject, j. Figé is the past participle of the verb figé, to freeze,
It agrees in gender and number with the subject, g, which is feminine singular. Therefore, the full breakdown is I, subject, myself, reflexive pronoun, am, auxiliary verb in. Passé composé. Tense, frozen, past participle. Je veux du liquide. I want some liquid. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Veux. This is the verb, to want, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form, I want. Du. This is the partitive article, some, used before a masculine noun that starts with a consonant sound. Liquide. This is the noun, liquid. Je veux des œufs. I want eggs. The sentence uses the verb, vouloir. Vouloir. Meaning, to want. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun for, I. You. Ve. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of, vouloir. Vouloir. Des. Des. Is the plural indefinite article for, some, or, any, used before a noun that starts with a vowel sound, in this case, the word. Oeufs. Is the plural noun for, eggs. The sentence literally translates to, I want some eggs. Je veux des enfants. I want children. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ve. This is the verb, to want, in the first person singular present tense. De. This is the definite article, some, or, any, in the plural, used here to indicate a quantity of children. Enfant. This is the noun, children, which is plural. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Ve. Is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun. Je. In the first person singular. Definite article usage. De. Is used before the noun. Enfant. To indicate that the speaker wants some children, not just any children. Je veux le mien. I want mine. This sentence uses the verb, vouloir. Vouloir. To want, conjugated in the first person singular present tense, give you. The object pronoun, le. Le. Refers to a masculine noun previously mentioned in context, and, mean. Mien. Is the possessive adjective for, mine, meaning belonging to me. Je veux la mienne. I want mine. This sentence uses the verb. Vouloir. Meaning, to want, in the first person singular present tense. Je veux. La mienne. Is a possessive pronoun, which indicates that the speaker is referring to something that belongs to them. In this case, the item, or object is feminine. The masculine form would be le mien. The plural forms are le mien, masculine, and le mienne, feminine. This sentence implies that there are multiple items or objects of the same type, and the speaker wants the one that specifically belongs to them. J'en veux davantage. I want more of it. Breakdown. J. R. This is a contracted form of je. I plus R. Of it, some of it. This is a common way to express wanting something more of something previously mentioned. Ve. This is the present tense form of the verb vouloir. To want. Davantage. This means more in this context. It can also be used to mean further or in addition. Key concepts. Contraction. Ja is a common contraction in French that simplifies the phrase pronoun.
Ah.
Colon, the pronoun.
Ah.
Is used to replace a previously mentioned noun or idea, avoiding repetition. It often translates to some of it, any of it, more of it, depending on the context. Present tense. The verb. Ver. Is in the present tense, indicating a desire or want that is happening now.
Je veux davantage.
I want more. This sentence uses the verb
vouloir
to want in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je
means I.
Vouloir
is an irregular verb, so its conjugation is not the same as other verbs.
Davantage
is an adverb meaning more.
Je veux du savon.
I want soap. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
vouloir
to want, conjugated in the first person singular. The verb
vouloir
is an irregular verb. Its conjugation in the present tense is
j ver
to
ver
il slash l slash on
ver
news
voulons
vous
voulez
il slash l
ver.
The object of the verb
vouloir
is
du savon,
which means soap.
Du
is the partitive article for masculine singular nouns, which are used to indicate an indefinite quantity of something.
Je veux de la soupe.
I want some soup. This sentence uses the verb
vouloir
to want, in the first person singular, present tense.
Je veux.
The object of the verb is
de la soupe,
which means some soup.
De
is a partitive article used before nouns that are not countable, and
la
is the feminine singular definite article.
Je le veux.
I want it.
Je.
Je is the subject pronoun. I.
Le.
Le is the direct object pronoun, it, referring to a masculine noun previously mentioned.
You.
Ver is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
vouloir
to want.
Je fume.
I smoke. The sentence
je fume
uses the present tense of the verb
fumer
to smoke.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I, and
fume
is the conjugated verb in the present tense.
Je les veux.
I want them. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun I in the subject form.
Les.
This is the direct object pronoun them, which refers to a plural noun previously mentioned.
Veux.
This is the verb to want, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace direct objects in a sentence to avoid repetition. In this case, less replaces a noun like apples, books, or chairs. Subject verb agreement. The verb, you, agrees in number and person with the subject, g, I.
Je veux ceci.
I want this. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Were.
This is the verb, to want, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, I want.
Circe.
This is the demonstrative pronoun, this, referring to something close to the speaker. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
were
is conjugated to agree with the subject.
Je.
In the present tense. Demonstrative pronoun. The word
ceci
points to something specific and close to the speaker.
Je veux du temps.
I want some time. Breakdown. G.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
You. Were.
This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, vouloir, meaning, to want.
Do.
Du. This is the partitive article, some, used before uncountable nouns. Temps.
Ta.
This is the noun, time. Key concept. Partitive articles are used before uncountable nouns to indicate an indefinite quantity. Here, do is used because temps is an uncountable noun, meaning you can't count times. English translation. I want some time.
J'étais seul.
I was alone. The sentence is in the
passé composé.
Past perfect tense, which is used to describe actions that were completed in the past.
J
is the contracted form of
je.
I plus
était
was slash were.
Était
is the imperfect form of the verb
être.
To be
seul.
Alone is an adjective modifying the pronoun.
Je me trouvais seul.
I found myself alone. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb
trouver,
which is used to describe an action that was ongoing or habitual in the past. Here, the speaker is emphasizing the state of being alone, not a specific moment of realization. Breakdown.
Je.
I.
Me.
Myself, reflexive pronoun.
Trouver.
Imperfect tense of.
Trouver.
To find.
Seul.
Alone. The reflexive pronoun.
Me.
Emphasizes that the subject of the sentence, I, was the one who felt alone, and not someone else.
Je me trouvais seul.
I found myself alone. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb
trouver.
To find, which is
trouver.
The imperfect tense describes an action that was ongoing in the past, or a state of being in the past. The reflexive pronoun
me
is used because the subject of the verb I is also the object of the verb found myself. The feminine singular adjective
seul
alone modifies the subject of the sentence, which is I. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, G, plus verb, trouvais, plus reflexive pronoun, me, plus adjective, seul.
Je m'ennuyais.
I was bored. Breakdown. G.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I. M-N-I-I-S.
M'ennuyais.
This is the imperfect tense of the reflexive verb.
S'ennuyer.
Meaning, to be bored.
The.
M. Is a contraction of the pronoun.
Me.
And the preposition.
A.
So, this is used with reflexive verbs to show that the action is performed on oneself. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. This sentence demonstrates the use of a reflexive verb in the imperfect tense, a common grammatical construction in French.
J'étais sans le sou.
I was broke. This sentence uses the
imparfait
tense, which indicates a past action that was ongoing, or habitual. The verb is
être,
which means to be in the
imparfait
tense, and the adjective
sans,
meaning without, modifies the noun phrase
le sou,
which is a colloquial way of saying money. Essentially, the phrase
sans le sou
literally translates to without a penny and is a very common French idiom meaning broke.
J'avais la tête qui tournait.
I was feeling dizzy. This sentence uses the
imparfait
tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. The verb
avoir
to have is conjugated in the
imparfait
tense as
avait.
The noun phrase
la tête.
The head is the subject of the sentence.
The imparfait
form of the verb
tourner
to turn is
tourner.
This verb is followed by the
relative pronoun qui,
which links the relative clause
qui tournait,
which was turning, to the noun phrase
la tête,
the head. The phrase
la tête qui tournait,
the head, which was turning, acts as a noun phrase and is the object of the verb
avait.
The phrase
la tête qui tournait,
the head, which was turning, literally means the head, which was turning. The feeling of having your head turning is what is commonly described as dizziness.
Je ronfle.
I snore. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the
je
form of the verb
ronfler,
which means to snore.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I, so the sentence is saying that the speaker snores.
La tête me tournait.
I was dizzy. Breakdown.
La.
This is the definite article meaning the, and agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows.
Tête.
This noun means head.
Me.
This is the indirect object pronoun meaning me or to me. The pronoun is placed before the verb
tourner.
This is the third person singular imperfect tense of the verb
tourner,
which means to turn. The imperfect tense indicates an action that was ongoing in the past. The sentence uses a reflexive construction with the reflexive pronoun
me
after the verb
tourner.
It can be literally translated as my head was turning. In English, we use the more idiomatic expression I was dizzy. Key concept. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or repeated.
J'étais ivre.
I was drunk. This sentence uses the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
était.
The imperfect form of
être,
to be,
ivre,
is an adjective meaning drunk. So,
j'étais ivre
literally means I was in the state of being drunk.
J'étais licencié.
I was fired. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past.
G
is the subject pronoun for I.
A
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir
in the
passé composé
for the first person singular.
Été
is the past participle of the verb
être
to be.
Licencié
is the past participle of the verb
licencié
to fire. The
passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être
and the past participle of the main verb. In this sentence, the verb
licencié
is a transitive verb that requires a direct object. The direct object is implied, and would be, me, so the sentence is actually saying, I was fired by someone.
J'ai été viré.
I was fired. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is
viré.
The sentence literally translates to, I have been fired.